And so as we begin today, just allow your bodies to settle. Settling in the most comfortable way for you today. And just bring attention to your breathing. Just noticing that gentle air moving in and out of your body. Just allowing this few moments of becoming aware of that air moving in and out of your body. And with that, and the settling, allow your eyes to close if they haven't already. And let's take those three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply now. Three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. For these are those deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within, now's the time to become open and receptive to the positives, to open up to that inner landscape, to explore, discover more about connecting in more positive ways. And as those deeper breaths allow you once again to move into your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing, begin to allow a kind of comfortable, nurturing sensation, the flow, right around the crown of your head. And allow that comfortable flow, as it circles around, to drift down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Across the back of the head and down into the tiny neck muscles, releasing, each breath taking you deeper. In through your shoulders, muscles in front and back on top, just unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go. Each breath taking you deeper. And sort of just allowing the day to slip away. Just allowing the day to slip right off your shoulders as you go into the dreamy, drowsy time. And allow this comforting to flow down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And just allowing this sensation of comfort to flow across that upper back and circle around through your chest, all around and all through, into all the nooks and crannies of you, and allowing this sensation to comfort across and around as it moves through the middle back, and around again, in through the solar plexus, releasing. And around again, through hips and abs. Hips again and around through the lower back, just letting go now. and as your leaves, and let go, let the comfort flow all around and all through. From the upper back to the lower back, it's all soothing and smoothing. Any of the muscles, tissues, fibers, smoothing out any rough edges. And from around the midsection down now, around through the thighs, in through the knees, down through the calves, the ankles, the heels, out through the feet, and out through the toes. And now just taking one more big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, and allowing yourself to go twice as comfortably as you already are. And with this, allowing yourself now to just drift a little deeper as you begin to imagine and visualize yourself at the top of what we call your symbolic staircase. And let's imagine and visualize yourself in your healthiest, radiantly healthy way. And notice how you stand, how you hold yourself. Notice that sense of strength within. And what else do you notice that says to you, this is your radiantly healthy image, one that it feels so comfortable to be in, strong to be in, self-assured and confident to be in. And let's send this image strongly to the subconscious by allowing ourselves to actually look down at our feet at the top of the symbolic staircase and kind of scan up our body and embrace as though we are in that right here, right now, the radiantly healthy image of you. And every step down reinforces these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. And all negatives have dissipated, disintegrated, and you find yourself walking forward now into the journey, a positive path that you begin to visualize and imagine that brings you right into the life images that form your own place, very secure and comfortable. It's as though you've opened the door of your imagination wider now and begin to sense the nurturing feeling of that very serene, very peaceful, often relaxing, certainly comforting environment. And just knowing as any or all of your senses begin to heighten, what more do you notice by being here now in your own place? And how does it feel to be here now? Just noticing. And when you're ready, beginning to notice a warm, sunny, glowing, and sparkling light that seems to be coming from out and beyond, perhaps above. And it begins to just simply bathe you in its energy. This is a positive energy completely secure for you in every way. How does it feel for you to experience this bath of pure positive energy light? Simply welcome yourself into the wonderment of it all. And what do you notice as the energy of this glowing light seems to turn into a light path of love that begins to lift you up? A light path of love and connection. And while this light path definitely seems to be lifting you, there comes an awareness that you can walk on the light path as well, as the long, slanting upward path lifts you. There's a sense of several gateways ahead. What you begin to notice as you walk this inviting, loving path of light filled with connection to the wondrous. When you reach the first gateway to continue onward, there is a sense to leave behind all the worries and concerns. And as you do, the light path will let you pick them back up when you return, if you so desire. As you let go, how does it feel to go through this first gateway, letting go of all the worries and concerns, and continue to walk on the light path as you continue to be lifted? Notice everything about your experience. Continuing on the light path as it slants upward and as you continue walking, you're noticing a second gateway up ahead. And somehow already you begin to sense, to release all the rigid beliefs that hold you back. This is the gateway to let go of all your ideas of how things should be. You may take them back upon your return, but as you let go and pass through the second gateway, how does it feel to let go of all your ideas of how things should be? And as you continue walking on the light path of love and connection, continue to become lifted up, secure and comfortable in every way, because as you already know in your imagination, anything can happen as you let it. But what else do you notice? Any or all of your senses are heightened, and it allows you to discover more through all those senses. When you reach the third gateway, there is a sense that this is the time to leave behind for now all the ways of the small me. These are the human roles and behaviors. Put them aside for now. Let the light path of love and connection take you forward. And the light path of love and connection will give these back to you on your return. And yet for now, as you let go of the small me, human roles and behaviors, how does it feel to pass through the third gateway? Continuing on now, further out into this vast higher experience, there begins to be a sense of an expanded outer and beyond. For through the light of the light path of love and connection that you're on, you begin to sense the higher essence child, the higher essence child coming towards you on this light path of love and connection. As this higher essence child comes closer, the two of you are closer together now. And what do you notice about this higher essence child who remains in the light? Allow a sense of deep connection as your eyes meet. If and when it seems right, embrace the higher essence child. Begin to be aware of this powerful part of yourself. Begin to allow a communication to occur between this image of the higher essence child and you. Perhaps more becomes revealed to you about your life as you and the higher essence child meet and connect and communicate. Perhaps your higher essence child helps you to an even deeper understanding, and a higher perception comes to you about your parents. Just allowing whatever comes through is just right for you at this time. There is somehow a right timing of what is taking place between you and the higher essence child. Perhaps at some point in your communication, you might like to ask your higher essence child about your purpose. Allow the higher essence child to respond to you in a way you can understand, and accept the answers as they come. And just notice, always, how does it feel to be connecting in this way with the higher essence child? as you begin to get an understanding of things from your higher essence child's point of view, there may be a sense of greater expansion in reviewing the whole of your life. And maybe you'll have some interesting noticing of any further shifts in perspective. Perhaps even a greater sense of unity of the whole of your life begins to occur. And just simply embrace this time to be with this image of the higher essence child, as things begin to be explained to you, perhaps in a new way as you allow for it, so it becomes. Take a minute of silence and stillness as you and the higher essence child communicate even further. Reminding yourself that the light path you're on is always filled with light and connection and is a secure something for you to continue discovering as you are with this higher essence child image. It becomes very clear to you. The higher essence child is here to guide you, to reassure you, and to love you. Now, with this connection, with the knowledge of it on your part, the opportunity, perhaps for more allowing, for more peacefulness within, occurs for you now in your experience on this light path and further on in your life. And just to be sure, take just a few more moments to clarify anything that needs to be clarified with the higher essence child that's an image so here for you, so available to you, so present with you, only with positivity of reassurance in all ways. There is a sense now from the higher essence child that you can meet again for further clarification whenever desired. So with that, anything else need to happen here today before we come back down the light path of love and connection? And now, as you ready yourself to say goodbye to your higher essence child, you know that you can meet up again for further connection whenever you so desire. And just to reassure, if there's anything else that needs to take place here, before becoming back down the light path of love and connection, just allow for that to take place. And as you ready yourself to come back down the light path of love and connection, as the higher essence child and you turn to part and you go your different ways on the light path of love and connection, you know that you have this pathway within. As you descend back now on the light path of love and connection through each gateway, you have the choice to pick up all the human ways of the small me that you left behind at the third gateway, or not. As you come through that third gateway, let yourself decide. And walking back down further, you have the choice to pick up the rigid beliefs and the way things should be that you left behind at the second gateway, or not. Let yourself decide. And coming back and back, all the way back down the light path, so that by the time you reach the first gateway, how do you feel about picking up the worries and concerns that you left there? And as you walk back down through that first gateway, and the light path allows you to sort of slide all the way back down into your place again, as it bathes you in its energy once again, that light path of love and connection, bringing you all the goodness, all the love, all the light, all the connection. Let it take you right back into the peacefulness of your own place once again, and experience the nurturing, serene comfort there. And allow yourself to trust in this process as you drift a little deeper now, just comforting in the peacefulness of your own place. And with a few more moments of connection to your own place, solidly back, grounded, and at ease within your own place, just for a few moments, imagine now, with the information you have gleaned from your metaphysical higher essence child image, how might that bring more positivity to you in your life now as you know it? What might be different for you in a positive way in your daily activities? What might be deeper assurances and inner confidences within you for your thoughts of wellness and health and harmony. How might your higher essence child image make a difference for you in your beliefs? What else might you give yourself to know that the purity of this experience can continue to assist you as you go about your days, experiencing the most positive present that you can, which actually assists you creating your positive future forward? Just let yourself receive and allow all the love of the light path, all the connection of the light path as it wraps around you and bathes you even more as you settle into such a deep relaxation, such a deep comfort there in the peacefulness of your own place. That place within that is yours, calming and comforting, refreshing, rejuvenating, a place to know the harmony that is for you, all around and all through. Harmony of mind, body, spirit. And just appreciating all the good, the positive, and the true in the wonders of your imagination that can actually take root in such a positive way within you that you begin to find shifts in perspective, easy and effortless, as you go forward on your positive path. Allow the nurturing sensations that come to you from your place within. Continue to be a part of your inner peacefulness now. And knowing that you can bring back this inner peacefulness with you and the information, for you have listened with your heart and heard in your mind what was important for you to know from the higher essence child image. And sometimes knowing that even as you've connected with that and the light path of love and connection and have connected to your also deeper inner knowing within, that sometimes even in your conscious outer awake life, something more comes blazing through. Perhaps even unexpectedly, but there it is, even in your conscious outer awake life, an answer shows up, a knowing comes through, a feeling of deep connection and love wraps around you in just the right timing for you. For that's because you've had the willingness to go within and take a positive, focused journey like this, which can only bring about positive results. And that is how your mind, your body, responds now positively. And so at zero, as the images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you. So that as we begin to come up and out now, you can bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, all wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. All right. Hope you had a good trip. And enjoy. Yeah. You're so welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See you next week. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Thanks for coming. Bye bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Thanks for coming. Bye bye.
I'm so glad because I'm really glad she's participating.
She's availing herself.
Yeah, she's really good.
Knock them in there.
Yeah.
You do have the girl from Amsterdam in there.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to fix some lunch. My next thing is at 2:30. So, 10 to 2, yeah. So if you want to jump on it. I have 2:30, and then I have a 4, and then I'm jumping into my garden clothes again after 5:30.
We have May and Sensory to Road.
Yeah.
And you have to have a conversation with Kat.
Oh.
Before you jump
in. In fact, I'm going to get in my lunch and call Kat right now, and then to do that.
This may be a couple calls. She's needs help.
Yeah.
No matter how she talks, she's needing support.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a minute. Okay. Or later. I've got to just read you this from Beth. So, without you.
Honey? Ross?
I'm coming.
Oh, wait. I thought you were still in the kitchen. I'm coming. Just before I call Pat, I caught this other message from Beth. Hey, Cheryl, long time no talk. We are in process of updating and moving your site to a faster server. I would like to ask you to make some changes in your GoDaddy account in a few days, so I've got to call her and find out what that is, but it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
God, like, we really want...
I know.
How about closing the site down? I mean, does anybody even go to it?
I can't close it down yet.
No, I mean, I don't think it's used.
Well...
All right, it's fine with me to say, yeah,
okay.
Tell me what you need.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'll do that. Not yet, but... Okay. Thank you.
You know what? When you have this round like that, see if you can find out. Remember there what you wanted to find out how you could get in there and change little things?
Oh, yeah.
Like you used to be able to, but you didn't know how to anymore.
See if I can find out.
Yeah, because like when you were writing it, you'd go back and forth figuring it out, and then you forgot how you were doing that. So maybe in this round you can find out when, if I need to make, and she may say you can't anymore, and you say, okay.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you, yesterday I saw like a yellow, but like yellow, like almost chartreuse yellow, like that kind of really bright, intense yellow. What is this face you're making?
I can't wait to hear what it was. Butterfly? Ooh.
I mean, it was this intense yellow, not those faded yellow.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I wish I could see it.
And there was a wasp's nest.
Oh, another wasp nest?
Right where this one, the old one was that we soaked. I soaked it again, but it makes, see the poison, they won't come back for a while.
So the Lysol, they come back.
Got rid of them instantly, but they came back. They're building the exact same
color. Oh, we got to do that twice. Because you're getting the poison.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.